So the scripture lesson can be found on page 707. It is Mark chapter 1, verses 16 through 20. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. All right, so I recently did a sermon study by Andy Stanley that focused a great deal on evangelism. I think that what he focuses on the most is that Jesus calls us to be fishers of men. This is a key aspect in expanding the kingdom that God has in store for us. So what does it mean to be fishers of men? If we look back at the passage in the book of Mark, Jesus approaches Simon and Andrew and tells them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." Not only does Jesus tell them to follow him, but he also tells them that they are going to go out and fish for people. Oftentimes, we forget that we are not only called to follow God, but to also go out and make disciples. Each and every one of you are sitting here today because of somebody who taught you about who God is and what salvation is. The message of salvation is not one that is an intuitive message. It remains grounded in history and not by experiences. It is not something you can easily find the answers to by yourself. You can't just sit around and hope that one day you would out of nowhere understand what salvation means. Therefore, it needs to be introduced by each and every one of you. The first four disciples followed Jesus because they witnessed the miracles that Jesus performed. And as a result, they gave their lives to Jesus and left everything that they have ever known in order to serve their God. In the scripture lesson for today, we see that these disciples really did follow Jesus because of their experiences. Jesus provided them with the miracle of an abundant amount of fish. After experiencing this miracle, everyone was amazed and were basically pushing Simon and Andrew to go and follow Jesus, because this man knew more about their lives than anyone else. He could perform life-changing miracles, and these people were lucky enough to experience it firsthand. Most of us sitting here have all experienced God's love and compassion in our lives. Through prayer, worship, reading the Bible, and meditation, we have learned who our God is and the love that he has for his people. But there are also so many people who have never experienced God's love before. To me, I believe that everything happens for a reason. A great deal of time, I find myself looking back on events that have taken place and realize that God was the one that made that situation happen the way it did. When you take a minute to step back from our crazy, hectic lives and just stay still and observe what is going on around you, you begin to see things differently. God has positioned us exactly where he wants us and uses us in the most unexpected ways. I believe full-heartedly that God will put you in someone else's life, and in some way he will use your story, your strengths, and your faults that have designed you who you are today. And he will use all of these things to change the lives of others. No matter where you are in your life or your walk with the Lord, you are a prime candidate for fishing. Look at Simon, later known as Peter, and Andrew. They were ordinary people working for an earning. They were not men of great faith. Similar to us, they had to grow in their faith, just as all believers do. If you look back to who introduced you to faith, think about their story, how they introduced God, and what their circumstances were, as well as what your circumstances were. It could have been the person who may have introduced you to faith as a child, or it could be that person who helped to reel you back in your later years. That person had a life-changing effect on you, and I know this because you're sitting here today, continuing to praise our Lord and Savior. Many people might look into their lives and feel that it is impossible to truly believe we are meant to be fishers of men. You might look at me and say, I'm not prepared enough to be a fisher of men, or, you know, I'm not really comfortable sharing my faith with other people. That's kind of not my thing. That's, like, meant for the pastor. But none of that is necessarily true, or what God may have in store for you. You have to remember that at one time, we were all fish in the sea, and we could still be a fish if it wasn't for that person who introduced you to God. Imagine yourself without God and without a church or a church community. What would your life look like? Would you be lost? Would you experience a longing for completeness or for something to believe in? I know that for me personally, without my walk with the Lord, my life would not be the same. I know so many people who seek fulfillment through materialistic items or the affection and approval of other people because they have not experienced the power that Christ has. God has great use for each and every one of us. Whether you have been a Christian your entire life, or you are just coming to Christ, or you are recovering from an addiction or a horrible life event, you are valuable and God will use you. Now, I know that many of you have known me my entire life. You have seen me grow in my faith and in my maturity within this church. But I would love to share with this congregation where God is working in my life. As of May 2nd, 2017, I was appointed as a missionary to serve on the Brockport campus with a student organization called Campus Ambassadors. Campus Ambassadors is a Christian community that empowers students all across the nation to open their hearts to Christ. As a staff member of this organization, I am able to reach out to college students who have lost their faith or have never known who God is and provide them with the resources and tools to decide if pursuing God is something that they want in their lives. This was definitely a year when I have done a lot of reflection. So, and first off, I would like to thank this entire church and all of the members of its congregation, because if it wasn't for this church, I could just be another fish in the sea. But you took it upon yourselves to show me who God is and to teach me all the basics of how to get by in our worship service. This year, I have also grown tremendously in my faith, and I now have a clearer view of the path God has been taking me down. My campus ministers and my friends have spent countless hours mentoring me, answering all of my questions, and they have been there for me through all of my ups and downs since the beginning of college. I couldn't have asked for a better support system. However, a lot of college students do not have this kind of support system. They don't have a church to fall back on or a campus ministry to fall back on. But we are trying to change this. Now, to put this into perspective for you, I want to share some statistics. Rochester is home to over 1,084,000 people. 95% of our region doesn't attend a gospel teaching church. Rochester has the second highest cohabitation rate for unmarried couples of any city with over 50,000. Rochester also has the fourth highest childhood poverty rate of all U.S. cities and the number one rate among cities of similar size. 70% of adults ages 23 to 30 stopped attending church regularly for at least a year between ages 18 to 22. But most importantly, each Sunday, there are over 1 million people in our area that are not in a church that proclaims the life-changing message of Jesus. The ministry that I am in allows me to fish for men and women in a way that touches the minds and hearts of college students. I have a couple of friends in particular who wouldn't be where they are today without the actions taken by our staff members to show them who Christ is. I have watched these friends grow and open their lives to Christ from not knowing who God is, partying, drinking, consuming drugs, sleeping around, to stepping foot in church for the first time, reading the Bible, attending our campus's worship sessions, Bible studies, and discipleship events. These students have been changed. They have experienced the love that God has for his people, and their lives will be changed forever. I don't think I have ever experienced anything that is more worthwhile than seeing my friends commit their lives to God and are baptized. Our goal as a campus ministry, and our goal as this church, is to expand the kingdom. If you told me that this is what I would be doing right now, right here, last year, I probably wouldn't have believed you. One of my closest friends, who visited our church last semester, was a strong atheist when I first met her. But I began to bring her around to our campus ministry and all of our events, and eventually she warmed up to all of us. She began to come to more and more events, and eventually she came on our winter retreat. For someone who grew up in the atmosphere where Christianity has always been shoved down her throat, she was going out of her comfort zone. But through all of these experiences, she began to open up and ask more questions about who God is and what it looks like to follow in the footsteps of Christ. Eventually, she came to church with me. I knew how uncomfortable and hesitant she was of attending a church again, but she wouldn't be where she is today without everything that has happened in her life. After she attended our service, she came up to me and told me that she's never been to a church where they've been so welcoming and non-judgmental. She told me that she's never seen a group of people so content with living their lives out for Christ. None of this would have been possible without you. You could have absolutely no clue who I'm talking about, but know that this congregation and this church helped to change her state of mind. And as much as I would love to stand here and tell you all about my campus ministry, we might be here all day. So if any of you are interested in hearing about my ministry opportunities and how you become invested in a ministry like this, I would love to talk to you personally. You see, we are the called out ones. Our church exists primarily not to provide entertainment or to encourage vulnerability, to facilitate friendships or self-esteem, but to worship God. If it fails in that, then it is failed. The church isn't a museum, but a hospital for the broken. The people who are in need come to us, but we also need to go to them. As followers of Christ, we need to be fishers of men. We have to fish to tell the people the message of salvation that is seen 2,000 years ago when a man was sent to this world to save us. The next time you're in a position where you may feel uncomfortable about sharing your faith, step back for a moment and think, maybe this is what God wants me to do. And with that mind and attitude, there are no limits to how many lives you can touch. We are all fishers of men. We are all the called out ones on this earth. Have you gone fishing yet?